Well, Alan was developing this list over his years of teaching, and a lot of his first teaching, you know, in the more traditional, not that we're traditional, but in a, you know, in a setting, was at Naropa. So he gathered a lot of these up himself. He used them actively as his, in his own practice, and recommended them highly. They're not just his own sayings. Many things from Pound, from his Buddhist teacher Chögyam Trungpa, from
William
Keats,
Blake,
from William Blake,
Carl Rakosi.
So very much came out of his, you know, his reading and his studies, and poets that he was very attentive to. And, you know, one of the, of course, major quote from Blake around the minute particulars look to the little ones. And that was key. Things are symbols of themselves. Constant, you know, a sense of generosity, his own lines about, as you were quoting earlier, poetry easing suffering, everything else, drunken, dumb show.
And he worked them over the years. You can find that the title poem to his book, Cosmopolitan Greetings, is actually made up of many of his mind writing slogans. So he was working on them and refining them over the decades, and they appear in a number of places.
Could you read a few of those? You have a nice little chapbook there. And William Carlos Williams, Jack Kerouac, some of the other folks reference Charles Olson.
Nothing is better for being eternal, nor so white as the white that dies of a day. Louis Zukofsky.
And these are four from Alan. Notice what you notice. Catch yourself thinking. Observe what's vivid. Vividness is self-selecting.
And from William Carlos Williams, no ideas but in things. No ideas but in the facts. And again from Williams, close to the nose.
Jack Kerouac, don't think of words when you stop, but to see picture better. Details are the life of prose, also Jack Kerouac.
And from Alan, intense fragments of spoken idiom best, which is repeated a little bit up there by William Butler Yeats. And being old, she put a skin on everything she said.
Tailoring from Gregory Corso, the late, recently late Gregory Corso.
And from Alan, maximum information, minimum number of syllables.
One touch of nature makes the whole world kin.
And William Blake, God appears and God is light to those poor souls who dwell in night. But does a human form display to those who dwell in realms of day?
From Bob Dylan, the purpose of art is to stop time.
And from Ezra Pound, to be men, not destroyers.